This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Boxing star Manny Pacquiao says he will run for the presidency of the Philippines next year. Pacquiao leads a faction in the ruling party, and on Sunday he accepted the nomination of his political allies and railed against corruption in government and President Rodrigo Duterte's cozy relationship with China. Duterte is prohibited by the Constitution from running for a second six-year term as president. Pacquiao, once a close ally of the Philippine president, has said more than 10 billion pesos in aid intended for poor families during the global health crisis is unaccounted for. That's around 200 million U.S. dollars. A spokesman with France's government said on Sunday French President Emmanuel Macron will have a call with U.S. President Joe Biden in the next few days amid a diplomatic crisis triggered by Australia's cancellation of a submarine contract with Paris. France said on Friday it was recalling its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra over a trilateral security deal also involving Britain, which sank a multi-billion dollar order for French submarines. The scrapping of the contract struck in 2016 has caused fury in Paris, which claims not to have been consulted by its allies. The Australian government, however, says it had made clear its concerns for months. A top United States health official said on Sunday a U.S. government advisory panel's decision to limit Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots to Americans 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe disease, is a preliminary step and predicts broader approval for most Americans in the next few weeks. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins telling that to Fox News Sunday.